Oh, yes. Hello. Are you over at Redcliffe, are you? Yes. I've just got a question. I've got some sick little guineas. I put Revolution on them because they've got mange, and I put some Revolution on them, but it doesn't seem to be getting rid of it. They're still scratching, and that was on Sunday. Is there something that they can take orally that could maybe, because I know mange they bury into the skin, I've been reading about it. Is there something that I can give them orally to try and bust them? Okay. They do, don't they? Yes. So the Revolution just takes a little bit. Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay. So I've given them, I gave them, because the vet near me that my dog goes to, they said to put the Revolution on there. And I had two vials and they, and there's four guinea pigs, and we split it in half because it worked out that way. So, do we have to give that again next week, do we? Yeah, which I don't want to do. I don't want to do. And I don't want to wash them because the Revolution's on them, isn't it? So, we don't want to wash it off. Guinea pigs. Yep. Yes, yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah, yep. No, we made sure definitely that it was okay for them. For their weight, but it just they're still scratching, which I'm not happy with. Yeah, I thought, well, I was going to do it in 2 weeks anyway, just to double check, do you know what I mean? But I don't want them to scratch themselves to death either. So it's like, you know, and do you know what? Yeah, well, I'm actually I've got a sick husband at the moment and two children. So, I've been I know this sounds really bad, but I've been working so much, and when I come home in between my split shifts, it's the only time I've had. So, and I've been trying to fix them. Sunday. Okay. I've already got it. Yep, we use that, so that's not a problem. Yep. Ah, yeah, okay. Yes. Suited. Yes. I'll tell you what happened. We usually have them. We had them. There was four of them in a really big upstairs cage, right? And then we got one more, so we put them in a downstairs cage, and then at night put them up, right? It was us putting them down on the grass, and I did not know that. Like, I did not know that once they've been inside, you know what I mean? Like, they can get this. And I'm like, why have they got this? So it's from the grass. So, because we got cats and things in our area. We have fruit bats around as well. Yeah. 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 Yep. Okay. Yep. Perfect. Yeah. Well, the vet that I got the Revolution from helped me with that. So he was really good. Like I trust him, but I didn't real well I didn't realize we had to take the guinea pigs in, so that was my fault. And I was like, oh, yeah. But yeah, we otherwise that's yeah. Otherwise, our guineas have never had an issue. Like they've always been healthy and happy, and it has to be from us changing their environment. It has to be. Anyway, that's live and learn. Live and learn. Not happy, but oh, okay. All right. Well, leave it with me. Yep. Okay. Fantastic. Yep, awesome. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, darling. That's handy. I'll go home and make sure I've got enough of it. Okay, thank you. Okay, bye. Bye.